water. Free Talk Live, take control here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by Pro XPN. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Mark.
Oops, sorry, just turning my phone on a little
and
late
Mark.
There. All right, so yeah, Ian and Mark, we're going to take your calls about anything, of course. There's an update on Pussy Riot's Nadezhda Tolokonikova. She has allegedly been found. Plus, shocking story about a dad's attempt to teach his son a lesson by calling the police. That never goes well. We'll explain to you what happened here in a little bit. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live. But I want to start out with a special guest, with somebody we've had on the show a number of times in the past. He's, I would say he's a friend of the show. And he's fresh out of jail, fresh as of last night. Adam Kokesh is with us from his car, no longer in D.C. because you have been banished. Welcome.
Banned from D.C. and absolutely a friend of Free Talk Live. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well, it's good to have you back here, Adam. And I realize that you're basically out on bail conditions right now. And so you're awaiting sentencing on the federal gun charge and also marijuana possession charge, as I understand it. That sentencing is scheduled for mid-January. Was it the 19th?
17th.
Okay, January 17th. Now, I understand that because of your legal situation, there may be certain things you aren't really privy to talk about with us. So that,
yes.
I totally understand. So if I cross over into a question that's inappropriate, then I apologize. But one of the biggest questions I've had, now, for our listeners that don't know, you were put in a jail cell this summer after a July 4th incident involving a shotgun, a video that was made in the ironically named Freedom Plaza in Washington.
Very ironically,
yeah, in Washington, D.C., where you appeared to rack a shotgun and call for a final American revolution. It was a very quick video, but apparently it was enough to justify the federal agents and Virginia police coming to your home in Virginia, raiding your house and putting you in a jail cell for several months. You had originally pleaded not guilty and then changed that to guilty just yesterday, apparently.
Correct.
Was this a plea deal? And if so, what my biggest confusing situation here is, every plea deal I've ever seen, they tell you in advance what kind of penalty you're going to get. But it sounds like that hasn't happened since you've got a sentencing date coming up. Is it possible for you to address that question?
Yeah, that's correct, and it was a really tough decision, and I just want to say first I'm really grateful for everybody that supported me in this and everybody that's been with me from the beginning, everybody that wrote me letters in jail, that donated to the Legal Defense Fund, and, you know, who was there to support me and welcome me back to the free-ish world yesterday. And to address your question specifically, I was not even expecting to be released yesterday. I was fully expecting, at very, very, very least, to go back to jail for 8 weeks. And it was a very welcome surprise. So
That's what I thought, too. I was surprised by that, too,
yeah.
Especially considering the judge in your case called you a menace to society or something to that effect previously. So I guess apparently you're not so
actually,
menacing anymore.
It was actually a different judge. It was the original judge that handled this, Judge Sullivan, that said I was dangerous. So this one, Patricia Broderick, was much more... I should say technical and precise in her justification for detaining me pre-trial. But it's true that with this plea agreement, there is not an agreement on sentencing. So I do have to go back, and on January 17th, I could be sentenced hypothetically to up to 7.5 years.
So,
and my, you know, it would be minus time served. So I'm looking at hypothetically up to 7 years and 2 months still.
What is the plea agreement agreeing on if it wasn't agreeing upon a sentence?
Well, there's some specifics there I can comment on, and there's some actually, you know, I'm gonna stay away from the specifics, but as sort of any plea works, is if you plea to this, we won't do this, that, and the other. And there were a lot of other things that they had as alternatives to come after me with that are not on the table at this point.
Had you not taken the plea, what were you facing if you were found guilty at a jury trial?
Well, it would have been with the various enhancements and other charges and things like that. It could have been, by one calculation, over 30 years.
Wow. So was this a situation where, like, Derek Jay, for instance, he ended up taking a plea deal to kind of deal with what ended up being something like 9 charges that had been stacked up against him for 5 different civil disobedience arrests. And I think that, you know, he regretted doing that, but ultimately he felt like that's what he had to do because he kind of got overwhelmed. Do you feel like that you just got in over your head, that you didn't realize what the situation would end up turning into, as far as you just had this idea for civil disobedience and maybe you didn't really understand what the consequences could have been?
Well, I can absolutely say I was underprepared for what I was getting into, and I'm definitely comfortable admitting that. It's certainly different when you're being held pretrial, and you know that every procedural delay is a sentence in and of itself. And that was a huge factor in my decision, and I don't regret taking the plea, as difficult as a decision as it was. And if anything, the results so far are very favorable. I'm not in jail today because it went forward as the way that it did.
It's a favorable result.
And an unexpected one, honestly, or at least much more positive than was expected.
I know that we have just a short amount of time with you, Adam, and obviously, you know, we're probably going to talk to you again between now and January, so I'm sure we'll get into more detail on what you're going to do next, and, you know, I presume you're going to go back and start doing more Adam versus the Man?
Well, we're, you know, pretty cautious right now because I'm also facing charges in Virginia that we have to deal with, of course. On those counts, I don't believe that anything that I did carries any criminal liability, but we got to convince the Fairfax County system of that before all of that is resolved and clear. And like I said, I don't know what other punishment I'm facing potentially in this case in D.C. that is going to have to wait until January 17th. But I am looking forward to, as soon as I get these legal situations resolved, to get back to regular production of a podcast. And I do look forward to having a chance to call back in and check in with you before January 17th.
Well, I'm glad to see that there were folks there on the ground waiting for you when you got out. And I saw the picture that you posted with you and Baloo, which is your beautiful dog.
Thank you.
Just a sweet, sweet dog.
How are things at the house? I mean, is everything relatively close to...
His house, as I understand it.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah, I lost my house. I lost my operation. I lost a lot of property in the course of everything, and it was a great challenge. I do want to say that, you know, I did learn a lot, and going through this experience in jail, going through 4 different facilities, being in, you know, the bulk of my time I spent in solitary confinement in the maximum security block at the D.C. jail. And this is a place where you have to do a strip search every time you leave your cell for your 3 showers per week to walk, you know, to go in full shackles to walk 20 feet down the hall. Well, this is where you're lucky if you get your full 1 of the 23 and 1 to get out, and you don't get any time outside at all. You get time in a slightly bigger cage.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was cut off for 3 weeks from the phone because they just didn't update my phone list there. You know, and my situation, like you said, there were people waiting for me, and I'm so grateful for everybody that supported me throughout this entire ordeal. But, you know, when I got released yesterday, I was on a sidewalk in a gray sweatsuit with a reentry card and a Metro pass with $2.90 on it and a form. And that was it, you know. And for the guys to get out, and that's all they got, holy crap, you know.
Yeah,
if your life
is from there?
Turned upside down. You know, they don't give you a phone call. I had to bum a phone call to let the people know that, you know, where to come pick me up. And for guys that don't have that, you know, you really come to appreciate how the system takes advantage of people who are poor.
It just destroys people's lives. I mean,
you're
absolutely right about that. And Adam, you know, I'd love to keep you on longer. You've got things to do, and I appreciate you spending time with us here tonight. Of course, when you're ready to talk further, maybe tell some jail stories or whatever else you want to share, we'd be happy to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Adam Kokesh, AdamVSTheMan.com. You can go there and check out updates and whatever's coming next for Adam. And we'll, of course, let you know as we find out. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control toll-free here. 855-453. 1-800-250-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Johnson, better late than never. Thanks for joining us here.
Well, you know, I knew that Adam was coming on, so I wanted to make room.
Oh, well, thanks for that. No, it was good. I'm glad we got to talk to Adam, and I got my big question answered about the plea deal that he is facing. And I'm sure as time goes on, he gets a chance to decompress and probably catch up on the thousands of emails he likely has in his inbox. I know when I was in jail for 2 months for civil disobedience, I had about 2,000 emails to go through.
Oh, God.
Yes. So that alone was like the bulk of a week. So I imagine once Adam kind of gets settled in, we might be hearing back from him.
And you didn't lose your house, you know? You didn't,
that's right. I did not lose the house.
You know, yeah. I mean, imagine that on top of, you know, your inbox being full. I mean, I'm sure he's got a lot of other stuff to deal with before he even gets to the inbox.
Absolutely. So we'll keep you in the loop as his case continues to develop. And, of course, we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE.
Those within the Liberty Movement are aware of the increased militarization that's going on with police around the country. And more people who are of the Liberty mindset are being profiled by governments as domestic terrorists, threats. Also, the Department of Homeland Security is arming to the teeth with thousands of firearms, billions of rounds of ammo, and armored tanks of all sorts. All this is packaged with a state surveillance grid. And what are these people preparing for? Politicians are on a full-court press to limit your right to defend yourself. Infidel Body Armor is a new sponsor of Free Talk Live. They offer a full range of products so that you're prepared in the event of, say, some kind of civil unrest or martial law or whatever life may bring. And support liberty-based businesses. Pay Infidel Body Armor a visit at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel is spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, bodyarmor.com. And see their full selection of protective body armor and supplies. The government's preparing for something. Shouldn't you, too? Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun. Then, coming up, the horrifying story about what happened when one man called the police on his son trying to teach him a lesson. And let's just say this is a horrifying
lesson. The police taught him a lesson.
Yeah, let's go to Fred, listening in Flint, Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi, J.M. It's the IJM hour. Hey,
what is
good to be with you guys.
Okay.
He's referencing our first names.
Yes, I see.
Go ahead, Fred. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you brought up the $64 trillion question. Why is the government ramping up? That's not why I called, but it is an interesting proposition, isn't it? Query. It's kind of like there's an inescapable conclusion to that all of the circumstantial evidence would seem to support. But I call it because there's this brilliant journalist, Brandon Turpeville, who writes essays at a blog site called ActivistPost.com.
Okay.
And while I was there reading his stellar intel regarding North Africa and who's culpable and all that, I saw a lady by the name of Susan Boskey, D as in Betty, O-S-K-E-Y, and she does a treatise expose on 11 secretive facts regarding the original Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union, which, of course, I've never read anywhere. Surely wasn't taught anything about it in school, including college. And so when I read these, it really smacked me up the side of the head big time. Because when you consider that there would have to have been a valid legal quorum requirement for any revision, and as she points out, the necessary quorum was the unanimous consent of all the 13 original states, and the authorization to the likes of Washington, Madison, Franklin at all.
So let me see if I can summarize what you've said so far. You're saying there's some lady who's done some research who claims that there wasn't enough people to change the Articles of Confederation in the Constitution?
Yeah, the second current Constitution was fully unauthorized because only revisions to the original Articles...
Who cares? It's not like they're following it anyway.
Well, I think it's... It's interesting. I mean,
they didn't have a quorum. Let's just call it quits. Okay, government guys, you can shut down now. There was no quorum back in 1780, whatever it was.
I guess that would be my question: is once we agree upon this information, if we agree upon this information, what do we do with this information?
Start holding our own town hall meetings.
I hate what they do at our town hall meetings. I go to these things every year. I mean, it's horrifying.
Hold your own, Mark.
Yeah, are you a member of the Republic?
Are you asking for
a member of what?
The Republic.
What's the Republic?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, you should look into it. They're a group of people that believe that the government is illegitimate for similar sorts of reasons.
I think there's a lot of evidence out there. I mean, they hold
their own town hall meeting.
There's also evidence that, you know, the IRS or the income tax is illegal or voluntary. There's evidence that the 13th Amendment was also not the 16th Amendment was also not properly ratified. And now you're saying the whole Constitution, there wasn't even a proper quorum. I mean, it's totally believable, Fred. But, I mean, ultimately, I don't think holding a town meeting is going to really do much of anything. What would you propose there?
What it is, you guys, this is all a good exchange because there are so many cases of brazen violation. They do take an oath of office. It is purportedly legally binding, and when they continually...
No, it's not. It's not legally binding unless somebody's willing to enforce it, and there's no way to enforce it. Thanks for the call, Fred. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can't hold them to their oath. Yeah, some of them took an oath of office, so they break it all the time, and there's nobody who's going to hold them to it because the people who are in the police are also breaking their oaths of office.
There was an interesting case a few years ago where in Florida, a lawyer that we had on the show at one point, Jack Thompson, had pointed out that, was it dozens of judges across the state, like half of the judges in the state of Florida hadn't taken their oath of office? He pointed out that that was a requirement as per the law that these judges, I mean, like, that's the law. You sit up on the big high mahogany desk and you wear the black muumuu and you have to have taken the oath.
Yeah, sure.
And now, of course, they write laws for themselves that don't really have punishments, like, or we will draw and quarter you in the town square. It doesn't say that. But these judges had been breaking the law in some cases for decades, and nothing's come of it.
Of course not, because they're in the gang, and the gang's in charge, and the gang doesn't follow its own rules. You have to follow their rules, but they don't have to follow their own rules. 855-450-FREE. Take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is on watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can take control toll free here if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll free number brought to you by ProXPN, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share on the site. We've got archives that'll go back for years, all the way back to 2006, all for free. Just click and download at freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. You can find it at FreedomCam.net. It's easy to use. All you have to do is turn on, you just plug it in and turn on the key to your car when you normally turn it on. I have one in both of my cars, and I don't do anything. It just comes on its own, and it's awesome. It gives the video recording out the front of the vehicle, into the cab, and out the back of the vehicle. Of course, your GPS location, and records your speed and route. And it does it all on a little chip that you have complete control of that you can use if you get in some kind of automobile accident or you have some kind of situation on the road where with a police officer that his story doesn't match yours. It's nice to have the ultimate witness to protect yourself with FreedomCam.net. And, yes, they do take Bitcoins at FreedomCam.net.
How much rolling storage does that thing?
8 hours.
8 hours.
It depends on the size of the SD card that you put in.
Yeah, that's
but
correct.
It comes with, I think, a fairly large.
You can order an SD card.
Correct. You could buy a larger SD card if you want, but It's plenty.
Right.
There's plenty of room.
Yeah, 8 hours sounds plenty.
Also, if there's some kind of bump, like for instance, maybe you get in an accident, you don't know you've been in an accident, and it's enough to actually jar the car. So if there's some kind of bump, it will hold those bumps for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
So like you'll hear it go bring, and if somebody's in the car, I'll always say, look, an angel got its wings.
So it's a story that has happened over and over again, and now it is being told again in a slightly different way. We've certainly had iterations of this. One of them, I recall, was a grandmother who called the police on her son in Florida. Excuse me, not her son, on her grandson, who called her the police on her 14-year-old grandson. He had taken her car, I guess, without permission, and they took him into their custody into a youth camp where he ended up being killed. And so there are all kinds of stories that are similar to this, and they deserve to be told again and again, so hopefully people will get the message. And the message is, if you're having parenting troubles, the police are not going to help solve them. They are not...
It's pretty much any problem. I mean, I think the message is, it's not Barney Fife who's coming to come.
Yeah.
You know, how well, you doing?
Well, the problem is if Barney Fife does come and he brings his bullet, and that's
well, I'm just saying it's not Barney Fife. It's not the same kind of cop. Now it's a stormtrooper.
Well, I don't know.
It's not like how you doing? Tonight I just came out to check and make sure you're well being. You know.
No, it's escalation. It's violence.
Boom! They break in the door. They throw in flashbangs and tear gas and. Start shooting.
Well, Barney Fife was dangerous enough that Andy Griffith decided not to give him any bullets.
Yeah. Okay, maybe he meant Andy Griffith when he said Barney Fife.
Yeah.
Normally, when people, at least when I think of the Andy Griffith show, I think of Barney Fife. He's just the more memorable character. Anyway, back to reality, where according to TheBlaze.com, James Comstock refused to buy his 19-year-old son a pack of cigarettes, and when that happened, the teenager took off with his dad's truck. In an attempt to teach his son a lesson, Comstock called the police and reported his vehicle stolen. The attempted lesson ended with the police fatally shooting the man's son, Tyler, on the Iowa State University campus. Father is now outraged and confused as to why police were so quick to use deadly force. He says, he took off with my truck, I call the police, and they kill him. It was over a damn pack of cigarettes. I wouldn't buy him none. Said Comstock to the Des Moines Register on Tuesday, and I lose my son for that, he said.
It's got to be really painful for this this father, there's no doubt.
He's right, it was over a pack of cigarettes, so what the hell are you calling the police for?
Well, I think that people get this somewhere along the line in my life. I was, this meme was given forth, this idea that if a young person spends a night in jail or walks through a jail and has to deal with the inmates for a minute or, sees what the inside of a jail is like or has to deal with the police or gets a good scaring, that young person will straighten up and live right. I've been told this. I've seen it on TV. What do you think?
I've seen Scared Straight before.
The prison. Well, that's not even the end of it. Scared Straight's just an iteration of this.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, when I was in prison, I worked with the Operation Turnaround program, which was different than Scared Straight. We didn't go in and try to scare the heck out of kids. We told them about what prison was like and tried to inform them. So, yeah, I don't think that it's a great idea to try to scare people. And people think, I believe that some people think that it's that the police are there to give you a little, to back you up as a parent. If a kid's just too completely out of control, the police will back you up. Well, apparently what their idea, at least in this circumstance of backup was shooting this kid.
And they probably, also the police aren't communicating like they used to either. So, when they get a call like this, they're first of all, it's not the police directly that are getting this kind of call from this father.
Right.
And what they're dealing with is they think that they're chasing an underage car thief
yeah.
Who's then probably trying to evade the police. That's probably what happened. There was probably some kind of a chase.
Let me give you more of the story.
Police
began pursuing Tyler shortly after Comstock reported the vehicle stolen. The truck belongs to a lawn care company. As Ames police officer Adam McPherson followed Tyler onto the ISU campus, the 19-year-old allegedly rammed McPherson's car. The truck was eventually stopped, though police say Tyler revved the engine and refused orders to turn off the car. McPherson then fired 6 shots into the truck, hitting the teen twice and killing him, according to the Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office.
Yeah, when I read the story, I didn't hear the part about the ramming the police officer's car. I mean, I guess in this circumstance, what do you expect to happen?
Well, I don't think they should escalate to shooting the person to death after he's been stopped. And in addition to that, I don't think it's appropriate to shoot somebody to death anyway, especially when the only allegation is they've stolen someone's truck.
Well, the allegation is that he rammed a police officer's car. That's attempted murder.
That's the allegation. We don't know at what, you know, what speeds the ramming happened. If they're going along at 15 miles an hour on the college campus and he bumps the police car, I wouldn't call that attempted murder.
Agreed.
If they're careening at 75 miles an hour down the freeway and he slams into the police car, then you could say that's attempted murder. So I think there's some facts that that need to be put out there about this.
You know, I mean, this is a kid who's having a very emotional situation.
Right,
took his dad's
cigarettes.
Took his, right, well, yeah. I mean, clearly, you know, a jerk acting like a jerk, right?
Yeah.
And I...
As teenage boys are wont to do.
The officer, though, this cop fired the six bullets after the truck was stopped.
That's correct.
Right? But he's revving his engines, and the cop was like, I'm not going to let this guy get away.
Mm.
You know, that's what happened. I mean, and really, there's a new device out there that the cops now have that they've got some sort of like gun on the front of their car that fires a magnetic tracking device.
Wow.
John, so there's no more police chases.
I'm not sure that's necessarily in this particular area.
No, it's not. I mean, it's actually only in a very small place, but I'm sure it's going to be everywhere soon.
Well,
because then they don't have to chase. You know, they fire off a GPS device that latches onto the back of the car, and then they just go to where the vehicle stops.
You know, I haven't done this job. I've talked to police officers in the past and that kind of thing. But I do kind of wonder, like, look, if he would have deployed his shotgun with beating bag rounds rather than lead, like, things might have been different. And I just feel like there's this this run to the most deadly force that's out there far too often. But...
Didn't we just tell a story a couple days ago about the guy that was in his house and ended up being murdered by the police? I mean, he didn't even threaten anybody.
Yeah, that was the guy that there had been a domestic dispute. And that's
allegedly.
Well, I mean, clearly, the lady's clothes were on the front lawn.
Yeah.
So it sounds like there had been a domestic dispute.
But it was one of those scenes where they escalated the situation, as they do so often, and somebody ended up dead. There's more to the story here. We'll share more with you about this 19-year-old shot to death by the police because he didn't get a pack of cigarettes and he took his dad's car. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. We'd love to get your thoughts. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just get your shopping done through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. Whatever it is that you need to buy, you can probably find it through Amazon. And there are Amazon links there, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. Whichever one is your preference, you click into the right one for you at shop.freetalklive.com. Then just get your shopping taken care of, get your stuff delivered to your door, and feel good because you're getting the same great Amazon deals, the same great free Super Saver shipping, and all the stuff you're used to from Amazon. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits when you take the time to go through shop.freetalklive.com.
I was speaking to a friend last night who was he's interested in getting into Bitcoins. He asked me how he could go about getting them. Now, he's half a nation away, so obviously I can't help him on that one. But I told him to go to cashintocoins.com. It's an easy way to get Bitcoins. All you have to do is go to a local bank, whether it's a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America or a credit union that has shared branching, and you make a deposit. You'll have to go to cashintocoins.com first and get a ticket, mm-hmm. Get it set up, the deposit and everything like that. You make the deposit at the bank, you take a picture of your receipt, and within a few minutes to a couple of hours, you'll have your Bitcoins. I've done it, and he's like, well, is that a good idea? I'm like, yeah, I've done
it. It works.
Yeah, yes. I think it was four transactions I've done. They didn't know it was me. Just
when I did it, I was in the bank parking lot when I went to cashintocoins.com and got the transaction ID.
So, yeah, snazzy. Yeah. So all you have to do, cashintocoins.com, orders under $40 are still no fee. So go check them out. By the way, tomorrow is fee-free Fridays. No fees on the first $10,000 in orders at cashintocoins.com.
All right. So great deals. I've tried it, and everybody's been raving about cashintocoins.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Aaron listening in Wilmington, Delaware to tune in. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Ian. How are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was learning recently about post-Cold War politics, and how as we begin to go from the policy of mutually insured nuclear destruction to mutually insured economic destruction, where governments began moving from the threat of blowing people up to the threat of economic sanctions. And I think that that's also true in how they, in the taxation system, that it's much more effective to try and control people by taking their money than by whipping them to do a particular task.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially when you can convince them they're free. Just keep giving us the 30 to 50% of what you make, and you can keep feeling free.
Right, and I was having a conversation online with somebody about they were saying, well, socialism is state ownership of the means of production, and somebody arguing with somebody else about Obamacare and that it was socialism, whatever. And I'm like, well, any form of the state is socialism because they claim to own the means of production. They claim to own your labor, which means they claim your body. If they can claim 30% or 50% or whatever percentage of your labor in the form of taxes, they can own your body. If they claim that you have to pay them property taxes, they're basically just telling you to pay them an annual rent on property. So, you know, I mean, where can one even claim freedom? They own the land. They own your body.
I only say this to bring forward the point of Bitcoin as being a form of economic revolution, I guess. We need to move past the idea a lot of people I talk to of ever having a physical resolution again where we try to use guns against government, which end up in massacre. If instead we choose not to partake in their economic system and we build this snowball effect, there is nothing they can do without money. If we choose to not pay them our 30%, we choose not to work for their ends, then it can starve the beast of government. The money is the power. If we can starve them of that, there's nothing left.
It's absolutely really, I think, a good strategy is to have people who appreciate freedom, who believe in liberty, to adopt alternative currencies. And Bitcoin seems to be the best. I mean, Bitcoin, hands down, seems to be the most viable currency for the future, and it cuts the government completely out of the picture.
Well, I don't want to cut the government out of the picture. I want government in my life, but I want the government I want in my life. What I don't want is some top-down hierarchical situation where they tell me how my life is going to be. I want competition in the area of governance, and Bitcoin gives one that. They allow me to purchase the protection services that I want. They allow me to purchase, you know, transportation services, whatever it is I want, I can purchase that.
Well, you shouldn't need the government to provide those services for purchase. You should be able to find private market solutions to those things.
The private market can offer governance. I mean, what is governance? If government
control.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I turn over control in all kinds of areas of my life, too. I turn over the communication area of my life to my internet service provider and my telephone company. They give me huge benefit in that area. So, yeah, they've got control. They govern that aspect of my life.
That's more like a transaction because, I mean, in a transaction, you would have to say that they're giving over control of a portion of their services and you're giving over control of a portion of your money. But really, it just stops being yours.
See, Mark likes to use the term government because he feels like it's something that will sell people on his ideas because he feels like people like government. And so that, you know, if he just talks about a voluntary government where they're competing for business, that people will be more understanding of the idea of ending the idea of the state. Johnson, you're grinning over there.
I'm just thinking to myself, that's kind of like how some people like to use the term church.
I'm not sure what that means.
Churches mean all kinds of different things. And the fact is that I agree with, like, it's an issue of semantics. But semantics are important. People, you can hear it every time. People will say, well, we can't live without the government. Well, why in the world do you want to fight against some truism that some person spouts? The fact is, okay, we can't live without the government because we have all kinds of governing aspects of our lives. It's the truth. What we can live without is a group of people that claim a monopoly privilege in the area of governance and will shove their government down your throat.
I don't know. But I know the last thing I wanted to link to is the best way to utilize such an economy and to grow it would be to move with the Free State Project to a location where you can interact. It's been things you guys have been talking about have been linking together in my head. And the only way the economy works that allows it to grow, the Bitcoin economy, the silver and gold economy, is to live around other people that are willing to work in the same economic system.
That's absolutely true, and we've seen that the Manchester group has been meeting now for over a year, their Bitcoin meetup. The Keene Bitcoin meetup has been going on now for a few weeks, and bringing people together who have similar ideas and who are willing to use alternative currency to go out and do what it takes to change things in the world, I think is the most critical factor. And I agree, Aaron, hope to see you in New Hampshire someday, and thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number again is 855-450-3733.
I think alternative currency is an agorism are probably the strongest peaceful means for ending the state.
I don't think agorism is going to end the state.
Bitcoin's agorism.
But agorism is a good way to agorism. The idea is to do business.
I think that agorism can end the state. Absolutely. If enough people,
then the agorists are going to need to step out from the shadows. If that's the case, because right now agorism basically means.
I didn't say agorists. I said agorism.
Okay. Two-thirds. Define what agorism is before we go on.
Agorism is doing business off the books, essentially.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the world's transactions are done in the agorist marketplace. If it needs to get any more of that. For us to see freedom. I mean, you've already got a majority. What the heck? I mean, what agorism is more like a lottery where you came up with the Bitcoin as the winner. Most agorist stuff that people do is activism. It's inconsequential to the organization.
Right. Making a pizza and selling it to your friends. That's a cool thing to do, and I appreciate good food, but I don't think that it's going to create the downfall of the state. Well, the idea of the what is it, Sam Konkin's book about agorism, or his paper treatise about agorism, is that the agorists would build these alternatives to the state, and then they would compete with the state in the areas of protection services and fire
assuming
protection.
If they were allowed to.
And roads and all that. And that's just it. When the agorists come out of the shadows and begin to actually openly compete with the state, you're exactly right, that they will be targeted.
Right.
And that will be a very uncomfortable thing, which is why most businesses that are openly operated aren't going agorist, because they don't want to lose their investment.
Right. And what I mean by, peaceful and agorism, how agorism could work, is if more people specifically opt out of the state and choose to do business as agorists. I don't know if business owners
actually chose to not obey the state, that would be huge.
Not obey.
More coming up here in moments. 855-453. You can share your thoughts. Hour 2's next.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. Is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.